We have Roger Homberg on the line as we speak. He's here to talk about some initiatives that he's working through, some desires that he has to help people who may be struggling with substance abuse. Roger, thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you so much for what you're doing to help those who are struggling.
Well, thank you, Austin, for having me on, and I'm glad to be on and talk to my family and friends back in Sandpoint there.
Yeah, so as we all know, drugs have swept not just the rural communities all across America and all across the country. We're seeing the effects of substance abuse everywhere and hitting people from every demographic, not just the poor, the rich, but you can be Native, white, African-American. You can be the daughter of a senator or the son of a, you know, factory worker. It doesn't matter. It's everywhere these days, and we've been hit pretty hard here in Sandpoint as well. So, Roger, I just want to give a second for you to kind of introduce yourself to everyone for people who may not know you and kind of give the background of what you're here for.
Yeah, Roger Allen Homberg, and my family come from Sanac, and we moved there in the fall of 1964 to Sandpoint, and I was there a year, and then I went out to high school in Sheldon Jackson with my friends, and then my wife and I, we got married April 69, and moved in and out of Sandpoint, but I fished there for years.
Yeah, so a deep connection here all across the Aleutians Eastboro for you. So, and you are right now a pastor in Anchorage?
Yeah, we started a church here several years ago, quite a few years ago, in Grace Baptist Temple, and I wanted to give the number here later. If, you know, folks are coming through Anchorage and got some time, it'd be nice to see, you know, folks stop by our church and visit.
Absolutely. We'd be happy to put that on there for you. For those who are interested coming through town and looking for a place to stop in and worship, we'll be happy to put that out there at the interview. We close to the end so people can have it. Put it on the web as well for people who are looking. What concerns you right now? What drove you to reach out here to KSDP, and not just here, but on Facebook, to start whole Facebook groups that have reached hundreds of people, and I'm sure thousands more beyond that for people who are not members but have seen the posts? What's hitting you right now that's driving you to take these actions and these steps?
Well, I, as you know, I travel quite extensively around the world, and the problem is all around the world. There's drugs and alcohol and dysfunctional families and so forth, that the results of those things. But Anchorage is the hub city for the state, and being on Facebook, I've got thousands that are my friends all around the world that I get a lot of invitations to go to their countries and all, but being an Alaskan Native, growing up in Sandpoint and seeing the tremendous change that has taken place concerning addiction in the villages, I kind of felt like, you know, I sometimes talk with the police department here in Anchorage, or at least try to, you know, somehow along the line, keep in touch with them. And when you read about things like what happened in Sandpoint to my friend, his daughter, that was the, like they say, the, you know, the thing that just clicked in my mind, that I want to do something to reach out to the folks and let them know that no matter how hard life gets, it's not hopeless.
Yeah, that's an important message for everyone to hear, that even if you're at rock bottom, and sometimes especially when you're at rock bottom, you're ready to experience something different and see that change and make the change happen. And you kind of got to get to those hard places, even though they can feel so dark. You know, one quick question that I had is, you know, we've seen drugs grow and grow and grow, but they've been around since the beginning of time, really, and they're nothing new to the United States, but it feels like people see what's happening now as different. And you know, you've been around for a little while and seen the country develop over the last several decades. What do you feel has changed? I mean, drugs in the 80s and 90s were very prevalent, but do you feel like things are different today?
Yeah, I think that there's a somewhat of a disconnect. And today we have, you know, internet and cell phones and all of these new things, and there's a I kind of go back to looking at a disconnect in the family, first of all. My big concern is, Austin, is the little children that are growing up, you know, in this day and age. I've got grandchildren, and, you know, I think it's going to take a whole lot more effort to get people to focus in on the fact that this is a real problem, not just in Alaska, but like I said, around the world. I'm in touch with hundreds of preachers and so forth around the world, but this is my hometown, you know, Sandpoint. That's where I made my living. So that's what drove me to this here, wanting to, you know, get on Facebook and start Alaska Prayer Team. Former Lieutenant Governor Lorne Lehman, he mentioned to me that 50, 60 years ago, missionaries had that title, and I didn't know that, but I'm glad to be on the radio with you this evening, Austin.
Yeah, we're glad to have you here. So you have a Facebook group going right now. I guess the big thing here is everyone's concerned about drugs. Everyone wants to see it change. You're mentioning things like, you know, concern for the youth, especially young children, elementary grades and whatnot, teens, of course, as well. But, you know, you're talking about this Facebook group. What are you doing? What do you have a desire to do to help? Do you have a plan? Do you have a mission, something that you are after in order to bring a change?
Yes, I've been preaching for 49 years, ordained by Anchorage Baptist Temple, the late pastor, Dr. Jerry Prevost. And I've traveled, you know, as an evangelist all over America, and I've gotten to know, you know, this is a family thing. What drives me at this here is that I feel there's a great need of spiritual insight. We're lacking that. Our villages in Alaska are more missions are closing, and I hear of, you know, places where villages are without any gospel light. So that's what what's happening with me, Austin, is that you know, there's a great need to connect with people on a spiritual level.
Okay, so you see this need, you see this desire, you believe that you can help people in this way. Now, absolutely, everyone can agree that there's lots of different views about how to address substance abuse, whether it be legal or counseling or spiritual. What would you like to offer the people of Sandpoint today that they can do to, you know, if they're at that place where they want help or they're getting to that place? Roger, what would you like to get to the people so they know that they can call you or they can contact you or some resources that you have to bring something that maybe if the states, you know, we're seeing money cut from these programs all the time, we're seeing, like you said, missions close or homeless shelters close and things that are getting, services are being retracted in Alaska quite a bit that address these issues. So there is a need for people outside of state resources to step up right now, especially in this time of need to help those around. What can people expect from you, Roger?
Well, I'd have to go back to what my call is in life, and that is to be an evangelist and a pastor. And we live in a world that's, according to the Word of God, is division of light and darkness, and I work in the area of light. Jesus is called the light of the world, and this problem that we're seeing today that's so prevalent, you know, it even has reached the President of the United States and so forth, and I believe it's time for people to stand up and hear the biblical side, and that's what I'm looking at, is that God created us, and he has the answers for us. And that's what I specialize in, preaching, and talking about. I'm not a counselor, but I do know the Word of God, and that is what drives me, is that drugs and alcohol is not a spiritual problem. It's a, it's a dependent problem to the body. You get addiction and so forth, and I want to help people see the difference between that.
Yeah, sometimes, and we talked about this a little bit, you know, when people, when they're addicted, they really are enslaved to these issues, and or to the drugs or the substance, whatever it is. And it doesn't just have to be drugs. It doesn't have to be alcohol. There can be so many things, whether it's money or, other desires, food, things along those lines that can have people so they can't help themselves. They feel like they can't stop, and they maybe you just try to make peace with it, but slowly you see it start to eat you up. And I myself have had in my younger years quite an experience with substance abuse and addictions and drugs and alcohol. So I know what it's like to be there. And I've been there myself, Roger. I've hit rock bottom myself when I was in my early 20s and fortunately was able to leave that life behind. But I know how hard it can be. And you know, people should know that there are people out there that care for them. And it's not just you need to go to jail because you're doing something illegal. It's people want to see people get better. People want to support one another and give them hope and strength. So it's interesting that you say that this is a, you know, there's a physical dependence here as well as a spiritual side to it, that we can help people, you know, really approach these problems from lots of different avenues. So, Roger, we're nearing the 12-minute mark. People know that you care. People know that you're there, that you want to help and fight this battle with them. What can people do right now to reach out to you?
Well, they can call me, 907-338-7372. And another thing is I'm on Facebook. They can do that. Message me on my cell phone. One of the things I wanted to say, Austin, is that we live in a fast-paced world. And every village in Alaska is affected by, you know, disconnect. And that brings a sense of loneliness into our lives and a sense of belonging. And we're created to be loved and cared for. And that's what I'm doing, reaching out to people and telling them, hey, write my number down and give me a call. That's what I do. I want to help people in the spiritual realm of what life really is all about.
So you have those numbers. And what was the Facebook group that you started there, Roger?
Yeah, just Roger Holmberg on Facebook. I started a page, two pages actually, called one called Praise Broadcast that reaches around the world, and so does Alaska Prayer Team on Facebook. And, you know, I invite people, don't hesitate. It doesn't matter who you are, where you're at in life. You're my friends. I care deeply about family and friends, and, you know, give me a call. It don't matter if it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm here to love people and help them.
You know, I think it's important for people to know this, that oftentimes I think when, and maybe especially since you're coming from a religious perspective and aspect, people think, oh, I need to clean myself up first, and then I can go talk to the pastor, or things like that. And I think sometimes that's a trap that people fall into. They think, I can't go and talk to people when I'm dealing with these problems. Do you feel like that's true, that people need to clean themselves up first and then start talking to you?
I believe this, Austin. The best time to do anything is now. We're not guaranteed tomorrow. The Bible says there's a step between me and death. And no one knows the appointed time, though Hebrews 9:27 says it is appointed unto man once to die. We're all going to die. But to die without hope is a very sad thing. And that's why I'm reaching out, because I had to. It doesn't matter where you're at. Things can get better. and I'm here to help people, to lift them up and give them that hope, Austin. That's what I want to do.
Outstanding, yeah. You know, and there's so many great resources. If you're looking for that personal level right now, if you know Roger from some time in your life, or if you're looking for something to fill, you know, in this spiritual aspect, we all have Roger's number on our website with this interview. Roger, I also know that you're running some sort of broadcast that you post on the web that we're looking into broadcasting here on KSTP as well. What are you? You're making some sort of podcast or some sort of radio program. Can people reach out and get this online somewhere?
Yeah, like I said, Austin, it's on Facebook. It's called Alaska Prayer Team, and we have a 10-minute. I'll be interviewing people like former Lieutenant Governor Lauren Lehman that we've been friends for 40 years, and just letting people know. Now is the time to reach out, and that's what I'm here for. Please write my number down, 907-338-7372, and give me a call. We're not here to put people down. We're here to lift them up and help them.
Very good. Yeah, Roger, we really appreciate you coming on. We'll see, I'm sure, a 10-minute interview spot like that. We can definitely get on the air for people to listen to and be happy to get anything positive for people. And if you're right now struggling and you're looking for a chance, you're looking for hope, or if you are a family member of someone who is, we'll have all of Roger's information there. Also, I know this for a fact that Eastern Aleutian Tribes, they're working hard to set up crisis network opportunities, behavioral health opportunities for people who are struggling with addiction. You can get medical-assisted treatment today. Go into the clinic. You can get rehabilitation support as well to get you past that acute withdrawal syndrome, which is just such a difficult thing for people who are addicted to get across that line. So there are so many things, whether it's a clinical, a medical, a spiritual aspect. Please feel free to contact Roger. Go back on our website, aprio.org. We'll have his contact there with this interview. Call the clinic. If you're struggling with addiction today, they have things to help you. All these people, all these resources, there's no reason to feel hopeless. There's no reason to think that things will always be the same. Roger, as we wrap it up, is there anything that you'd like to say just in closing for the people here?
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, since we're online live, would there be another time we can do something like this in a couple, whatever, week?
Yeah,
maybe.
Absolutely, Roger. This is public radio in Alaska, Community Radio in Alaska. We're here. If you have a show that, if you're listening right now and you want to get on the air, the airwaves are open for you to use.
Great, and I'll be glad to do that, Austin. And I'll leave the scheduling time up to you. In the evening, I like this here is a good time for me. And thank you so much for allowing me to do this, Austin. And for the folks that are listening, we care about you. We love you. And just give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
Well, we really appreciate your time, Roger. We'll definitely do this again here, give you an opportunity to use the radio to reach as many people as you can with help. You know, there is a lot happening. People are looking for hope, and we appreciate everyone who is trying to reach out to our communities to offer that assistance on every level. So thank you so much, Roger. We'll be in touch with you, and this will be online here very soon.
Thank you, Austin.
All right, Roger. Have a good evening. I'll go ahead and let you go now.
All right. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Bye.
That was Roger Homberg. He is a son of the Aleutians Eastboro, came up in Sanac, and been here in Sandpoint for many a year. Right now, he's over in Anchorage. He's the pastor of Grace Baptist Temple in Anchorage. He's looking to help people. If you're struggling with addiction, he wants to help. People here, there's lots of people in Sandpoint, Anchorage, at the clinic, through the medical system, through the church system, through the counseling, every way that you can get help. Please do not just settle in and make peace if you're addicted and you're looking for change. As we've seen recently, sadly, this can and oftentimes does lead to death or just horrible things. So please reach out today and get that help.